You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
My Browns cast presented by Evergreen Podcast. The Evergreen Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joe Gilbert. I'm with Taylor Dreserzak today. And we're talking about the 17-0 Brown schedule released today.
Yep. Always,
always
going on two consecutive decades of being schedule game champions.
Yes, we are undefeated in that realm. If only that was true. But yeah, before we get into it, this podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. For first-time depositors, enter in the code WFLY at checkout, and Underdog will match up to $100. Underdog is a great platform if you're tired of the DFS salary system. There are tons of game types, drafts every night of the week for every sport. Don't forget to use WFLY at checkout. Get your first-time deposit matched up to $100 as Underdog. So as you can see, if you're watching this on YouTube live or later, the schedule is on there for you. But let's get into it. Week one kind of sets you right into the fire here.
There's no hiding on that one.
Yeah, no hiding. We're going to get into this later, but the first 4 weeks is going to be a make or break, I think, here. But let's start with week one. We're playing at home versus the Bengals. So big matchup there, 1 o'clock p.m. for that one. What's your thoughts initially on seeing the Bengals kind of being the first matchup of the season?
There's no hiding the Twitter beef
no.
between the fan bases. It's just going to start now and go right up through September 10th there. Yeah. I don't mind that being the first game. Admittedly, I probably should have looked this up before I said it, but like, I don't think the Bengals have been that great in week one the last couple of years. Last year, they lost to the Steelers, which was like a horrendous loss. And I think 2 years ago, they had another bad loss in week one. Yeah. But it's a game you get to have at home. The Browns have pretty consistently beat them at home in the Kevin Stefanski era. So I'm not going to say that why do we have to start against the Bengals automatically 0-1? Like, no, they've had a pretty good track record against the Bengals, yeah, especially at home. You're catching the Bengals when they've in this era been their weakest.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's a good kind of get in the fire and let's see what you got here.
There's no shallow end. You're just jumping in. You're jumping right in.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is, I feel like the Browns have kind of started off slowly last couple of years under Stefanski. I don't think he's really kind of dealt with the preseason as well as I would have liked. So it'll be interesting to see if he kind of changes it up, because you got Bengals week one, and that's a big game, man. You got to, starting out 1-0 in division is going to be huge. So this is it's going to be a fun game. I can't wait. At home, it's going to be a great test for him.
Yep.
And then week two, we stay in the division. We go on the road for our first road game, and we play the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday Night Football. First primetime game. They have two primetime games as of now. This is the first one.
What's with these early season primetime games?
I know, right? They really love. I know. I'm surprised we didn't see a Thursday night Pittsburgh Steelers game. I think we've had a Steelers Thursday night
as is tradition.
Right. It's like every year we have one. They play Monday night against the Steelers. It's another huge game because it's an in-division game. And, what's your thoughts on this one?
I going into Pittsburgh the last few years has not been kind to us, even though I think we've been a lot better against the Steelers of late. The Steelers, I still don't think are going to be, they lost a lot of pieces on their defense. They didn't really replace them. They're really kind of banking on a Kenny Pickett renaissance. And I don't know how much I want to, like, even if I was a Steelers fan, how much faith I'd want to put in that.
Yeah.
So that's a game, like the Steelers games this year are almost, you have to win them because in the great theorem of you beat the teams you're better than, you'd like to think you're better than the Steelers right now.
Right.
So
right.
You have to beat them.
Yeah.
You didn't beat him at the end of last season. Part of that was, I don't think Deshaun Watson had very much confidence. Part of that was, you're on the road. Yeah, you're right at the end of the season. Like you're in the last week. You're already eliminated.
Yeah,
you didn't get crushed. I'll give him that. I guess I don't know. It was not a good showing either way.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's. With the division, how stacked it is with Baltimore and Cincinnati, the Pittsburgh is going to be sort of a must win because you're probably going to be looking for a split between the other two teams.
You gotta win your division home games and hope to steal one or two other ones.
Right. Yeah. So that's going to be a big game.
I don't think there's going to be anyone in this division that goes better than 4-2 in division.
Yeah.
I think this division's going to beat itself up. It always has. It's destined to do this forever.
It really has.
It's basically the snake that eats itself.
Yeah.
If you can get to 4-2 in division, you have a good shot at all the tiebreakers that you need.
Yeah.
And that entails winning your home games and stealing one on the road.
Yep. Yep.
Which I think they won their home games last year and lost all their road games.
I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, like.
And Stefanski's been good relatively in the division. He's really performed better than any other coaches since 99.
the bar is subterranean on that one.
Right. It's not, high, but he's been pretty solid there. So. It'll be a good 1-2 punch there at the beginning of the year to start off in the division. Then week three, they come back home, and then they stay home for 4 weeks. One is a bye, but that's a nice kind of home stand there. They play the Tennessee Titans at home, 1:00. Tennessee's in a bit of a
They feel like they're in purgatory.
Right. Yeah. They could blow up or they could like be that kind of a
resurgent team.
Yeah.
Last year. They
weren't
very good.
Because they still have Tannehill. They drafted who did they draft? Drafted somebody one of the quarterbacks this offseason. And it's gonna be interesting to see how they kinda go this season. So Tennessee Titans week three. What do you think?
Same philosophy as week two.
Yeah.
Beat the teams you're better than.
Yep.
Like you have no, do you have, there's no honest. Well, I mean, I'm not going to say there's no, I can't imagine there's many people who actually know football and don't have an axe to grind that are going to say the Browns are our worst team than the Titans at home. Right. I mean, if the Browns are healthy going into week three, you're probably looking at being a 5-6 point favorite.
I would say so, yeah.
Like, those are games you have to win.
Yep. Yep, definitely. It's the two of the three first games are gotta kind of not must wins, but you would like to get them because, they're better than.
Yeah, you don't want to lose to teams you're better than. Like,
yeah.
You're when you're trying to make the playoffs, when you're in this window, you can't afford to lose those games. That's something the Bengals have done very well the last 2 years.
Yep.
They beat the teams they're better than, and then And even in those games where they haven't been good, they've won those games. See the Raiders at the end of two years ago.
Yeah.
Like, they had no business winning that game, but they won that game, and then they went on and beat the Chiefs the next week, and then they won the division. Like, yeah. It's though, you just got to stack wins. You got to find places to get your wins. And if you're the Browns, you need to get to at least 9 to have hope.
Yep. Yeah.
And you just got to find where those 9 are going to be. And right now, like, you two of your first 3 games are against teams you're better than, even though one of them's on the road.
Yep.
And the other one's against a team that you've pretty much dominated on your home field. So,
yeah,
like, yeah, homerism 3-0, but like, it's not like out of the question.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree. And then to kind of this, I would say week 1 through 6 is the hardest stretch of the schedule, but week 4 is another home game, and they play Baltimore. So 3 out of the top 4 games are in division rivals. So it's man, they're really kind of, we're gonna know what this team is pretty well at the bye week.
You could head into the bye week 3-0 against the division.
Yeah.
And feel really great about yourself, or you could go into the bye week 0-3 against the division, and the sky would be falling.
Right. That's another I saw on Twitter. Like, man, if they go 0-4 or 0-3 or something, or 1-3, that bye week there is going to be interesting.
It's going to be toxic, because you're going to come out and, like, we're going to get to week 6 because
I don't
think that's a winnable game. But you're going to get to week 6. You're staring 1-4 in the face if you're 1-3.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're playing catch up the rest of the season. And there are some easier stretches, but that's not what you want to do. Like,
definitely.
I think the Ravens are another winnable game because you're getting them at home. And the last 2 years, you've been good against the Ravens at home. Granted, you've only played a quarter and a half against Lamar in those 8 quarters. So,
yeah.
Lamar shouldn't be hurt in week 4.
Right.
You never know, but like, you're going to face the Ravens at full strength. You probably should have beaten them at full strength on the road last year. And, you know, officiating and bad bounces and all that. And you don't get that win. It's not an on, like, the way this team is constructed, nothing feels too daunting.
Yeah.
Except for the 49ers defense. Nothing feels too daunting. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
You feel like you have a shot to win every game because you have the team that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whether or not they actually perform. You have to get at least 80% of 2020 Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
You have to get at least 80%. Anything less than that, and you're not going to win enough games.
Exactly. 80%,
you're probably the 7th or 8th best quarterback in the NFL, and you should win 10 games based on this schedule. The schedule is not a tough one.
Right. Yeah.
You're playing the AFC South and the NFC West. Like.
Yeah. So week 5 is the bye week, as we talked about, and week 6 is San Francisco at home. I know you said it's probably one of the toughest games of the schedule, but
yeah,
if you really look at what San Francisco has, so Browns will be coming off the bye, and then San Francisco is going to be coming off a Sunday night game in San Francisco. So it's one of those kind of. Is it a travel? Is travel going to be a big factor here?
Yeah, I mean it's a 1 a.m. it's a 1 p.m. game on the East Coast for a West Coast team, which is always tough.
10 a.m.
I still don't feel like they know what they want to do at quarterback. Which obviously big question, but
exactly. Yep.
That defense is so damn good. I'm not sure it's going to matter.
I know.
I don't know. If you can score 23 points on the 49ers this season, you have a better than 50% chance of winning. But I think the odds that they give up 23 points yeah. are about 1 in 5.
That defense is good.
It's just so good. Yeah. Like, Deshaun Watson's going to have to literally light them on fire himself.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball.
Right. Yeah. That's going to be a good test for Deshaun to see how much he can carry on offense.
Hell, if the Browns defense can prove that it's improved and the defensive coordinator is everything that we want him to be, that could be a 9-6 game.
Yeah, could be. Like, yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
Fun is certainly a word
right,
for a
right.
9-6 game.
If you like defense, it'll be fun. And then they go on the road for week 7 and 8. They play the Colts and then Seattle. The Colts are at 1 p.m. and then Seattle is at 4 p.m.
4 o'clock games are so weird for me as a Browns fan. It doesn't feel like we've had very many over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, they really haven't. But they have two on the schedule, actually.
Three. Yeah, it's probably the most that they can have.
Probably.
Unless the AFC, like, I'm not sure it can line up. Actually, no, it could line up. Having an AFC West, NFC West schedule in the same year, you'd end up with at least 4.
Yeah. And they also the 4 o'clock is the kind of the primetime game for like CBS and Fox. So if they want to, if there's like a big matchup there, they could
have. Yeah, I could see it happen. The only one I could see it happening for there is the Broncos game. If the Broncos can figure themselves out, I don't think they'll be like they're on our schedule as a fourth place team. I don't think that either of these teams are going to be fourth place teams this year. I just can't see the Broncos being as bad as they were last year again.
We'll see what Russell Wilson shows up, but we'll get to the Broncos later there.
Yeah, we got time. We got Colts, 5 weeks.
Yeah, Colts. They drafted their quarterback first round, but who knows if they cut Matt Ryan. So I'm assuming they're going with Anthony Johnson. Anthony Richardson. So that's going to be another game that you should try.
You're way better than the Colts. Colts aren't good. But something about, and this is old bad Browns habits that I've grown up with. They always seem to be, and it happened again last year. They're always really bad against quarterbacks that no one has seen before.
That's true.
Like, backup quarterbacks have tortured the Browns for decades at this point.
Duck Hodges still haunts my dreams.
How about Bailey Zappi?
Oh, God.
That kid may never start another NFL game in his life, but he threw for 320 on the Browns.
Yeah.
No,
thank you.
And the Browns have, let's see, what do they have? 3 of those this year? Yeah, they have 3 of those, potentially 4, if by week 13 the Rams suck and Captain Georgia is playing. The concept of having CJ Stroud light me up on Christmas Eve.
Oh, no.
Merry Christmas.
Let's not put that out there.
Merry Christmas. Here's CJ Stroud.
Oh, no.
Anyway, back to the Colts.
Yeah.
I don't.
This has got to be a win.
Yeah. Sorry, no, you can't lose this game.
You can't lose this game.
No, you can't lose that game.
No.
These 3 games. This is the block of the schedule.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
You cannot lose these games.
Yeah.
I would forgive Seattle because that is a long trip and a tough place to play. The weather could suck. Yeah. That's not a horrible team. They just are weird.
That is a good explanation. A weird team.
Like, they shouldn't be good, but they are. They actually, their defense has been rebuilt.
Yeah.
Their offense has great receivers. It's you know, whether or not Geno Smith can be good. Yeah. Like, they put a lot of faith in him. They put a pretty hefty contract in his corner for what Geno Smith is, and we'll see if he can live up to it. Those are three. Two of those are must wins because the Cardinals, I think, are going to be just terrible.
Yeah, because Murray is out for the year. So yeah, that's week 9 at home. Yeah, Murray's out for the year, so that team basically is rebuilding. The draft kind of showed it.
Yeah,
they traded backwards and got I don't know how many picks next year.
All of them.
Yes, all of them. I think they could have the first and second pick if Chicago is the same as this year, but or last year. So yeah, that's a rebuilding team. That's another must win, especially at home. I don't even know who the heck the quarterback is right now. I don't know. Could be the former Browns guy. That's Colt McCoy. That's been there for years. It seems like, but
surprised that guy's still in the league.
I know, seriously.
James Harrison tried to end his career a decade ago.
Yeah, this 3 weeks 7 through 9 is definitely a one that you can make some hay with, and then you get into week 10. This is the second road game in division. This time against Baltimore, 1 p.m. on Sunday. It's actually back-to-back weeks of in division. They're very bunched together this year.
Yeah, it's pretty clear who the NFL thinks is going to be competing for the AFC North. Look at who they had play in Week 1 and Week 18.
That's a good point. good point.
I think they know that the Browns last year were kind of a victim of circumstance.
And they gave us Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think that if you look at that, you're thinking that the NFL thinks that one's going to be for the division.
Yeah.
And you know, just reading into that a little bit, it's a good feeling that the league has that kind of faith that the Browns are not going to be ass. So, because it's not come around very often. Happened in 2019, and we see how that went. I'm not gonna file the week 10 at in Baltimore as a must win. Go and compete. You almost won there last year. See what happens. You have a better quarterback now, hopefully, than you did last year when you played in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And their defense has gotten worse.
Yeah, they have. Yep.
They've improved their offense, allegedly. I don't know how much their receiving core is actually going to, like, if you're running OBJ out there at this point in his career.
A lot of unproven stuff.
Yeah, like Zay Flowers seems like the kind of receiver that's going to torture the Browns for half a decade. But, like, the Ravens have not hit on receiver picks lately.
Nope. I don't even know. Quite a while.
No, I don't. They've hit on tight ends. I don't think they've hit on receiver. They've relied on free agency. Steve Smith tortured us for years. Anquan Boldin tortured us for years.
Both were free agents.
Free agents. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They have not, has not been the position, contrary to what Pittsburgh has been. Pittsburgh has drafted them. But yeah, that's week 10 and 11 are definitely ones that you would like to, at the very least, split.
Like win your home games, your home division games, and you're playing the Steelers in November at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and then it's a team you're better than. Go out and beat them.
Yeah, and then 12 through 16, they can make some hay here, man. Week 12 is the Broncos on the road, 4:00. Obviously,
that's a tough drive. That's a tough one, and we don't truly know what the Broncos are going to be right now. Right. We will know what the Broncos are by week 6.
Right? Yeah, it could be like blow it up.
They could have traded Russell Wilson to the Rams, and
Russell Wilson's cooked. Like, it could be either way there.
they could be in tank mode, or they could be second place in their division. Well, oof. I mean, if the Broncos are good, that division's going to be tough. But
yeah, they're going to beat up at each other. Yeah,
yeah. The AFC in general is just a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
I'd much rather be in the NFC right now.
Yeah, yeah. So the Broncos are at 4 o'clock on Sunday, and then they play the next week on 4 o'clock in LA versus the Rams.
The Rams are
another. They're literally the Broncos. they could also. I think they're leaning more towards blow up because I think.
Well, the issue is they have no draft picks. Like,
right?
They need to out. Yeah, they almost need to trade players at the deadline to get some picks back.
Yeah, yeah, like, I would agree with that.
Cooper Kupp's going to end up with the Jets at some point for a first round pick. Right? if that happens, I'll feel real great about my prognostication abilities. But they're kind of an enigma. But like week 12 and 13 are hard to predict because we don't know what that team's going to be.
14-2. Like, was that a real? Well, were the Jacksonville real?
Or I don't. Was that just hot run? I think the playoffs were more of the Chargers like pissing down their leg.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and like, even their run to the playoffs.
Their run to the playoffs was fueled by the fact that the division was terrible.
Right.
Like, I don't think they're a bad team. I don't think they're there yet. I think they're going to probably win the division because their division is god-awful.
God-awful. Can we be like, in that one?
They're going to – no, that's the only division in the AFC that's like, what the hell are you guys doing down there? You're
right. Yeah. Oh, man, that is awful. But, yeah, that is – these week 12, 13, and 14 are kind of – if. And sitting in week 9, I would say we would be like, okay, this could be really easy, or it could be one of them could be some tougher games. It's
I will say anyone that is outside of our division and doesn't see us all the time, we are that same spot on the schedule for all these teams.
Good point.
Because no one knows what we're going to be either.
Yep.
Like Deshaun Watson could come out and light the league on fire like he did 3 years ago. And the Browns win 13 games, or he could be what he was last year, and the Browns win 8. Like, the line is, how is Deshaun Watson going to play?
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
We should beat the Bears and the Texans. They're going to be bad.
Yes. Yeah. We can kind of flip through this. Bears at home. That's not determined yet, so that would be the week before Christmas.
They would either flex that to a Saturday or keep it at Sunday at 1. I don't think that game's going to be worth flexing to a Saturday, so we're probably looking at a Sunday at 11 o'clock because no one wants to see that game.
And then the Texans on the road, we're playing Deshaun is once again going back home.
Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas, everybody. And then you kind of, these last two games, man, they really put you, if you want to be a player.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the like NFL is setting this up for the Browns to, if they're in the playoff hunt, they have to go through two teams that they also expect to be in the playoff hunt at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Namely the Jets. I think they probably put the Jets and the Browns on the same level. The Bengals are obviously a little bit higher on that scale, but it's not a game that the Browns are going to automatically lose just because it's in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So
the week 17 is a Thursday night game. So it's going to be a tough one. It's coming off of Christmas Eve. I doubt they'll do a light practice probably on Christmas, which is a Monday, and then they got 3 days to prepare for Thursday night game at home, which is huge probably.
Yeah, both teams have that same thing, but the Jets have to go on the road on what is essentially a 1 day week. Or a 2 day week because you're probably traveling Wednesday. So it's it's just, it's going to be much harder on them than it is us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah, that was it. That's a big important part there. I don't know.
I mean, it's just a rough week to have to play Thursday night because coaches aren't going to want to make people come in on Christmas, but like Christmas after, like they're going to have to make people come in and at least do film study on the evening of Christmas because you have one day of practice before you can travel with that for that game. If you're the Jets, the Browns are lucky that it's at home.
Yeah. So let me, I was looking to see where the Jets are. Let me see.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's see.
The Jets are home to Washington.
Where are they? This is weird.
They're playing Washington at home that weekend.
Okay. I don't know what I'm looking at. Okay. Yeah, I was trying to find that. So they're at home. Okay. So they don't have to travel. What day? Sunday?
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Okay. Yeah. So the last part of it is the Bengals week 18. Another, as you said, they're going to know the league kind of knew or is kind of intimating that this could be a huge game here.
I mean, this is if the Browns are good and the Bengals are good and they're within one game of each other at the end of the season, this is a Jim Nance, Tony Romo game, or this is a Sunday Night Football game. Like, this is a big deal. So they're setting it up to be that if the Browns end up being that good. I think they're anticipating the Bengals to be that good. They've had a Warriors run of injury luck there for a couple of years. So, you know, I'm not wishing injury upon them, but, you know, eventually that luck runs out.
Yeah.
It's just hard to maintain health for long periods of time in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, that is the Browns' schedule. Let's go through kind of our thoughts on what the toughest stretch is. I think we kind of intimated already. It's week one through six. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, the only thing that makes that not as tough is that you have four of those five games at home.
Exactly. Yeah.
That being said, I don't like having four of your first five games at home because that means you're basically playing the rest of your schedule on the road.
The nice thing is they are playing more home games.
They do. Like if this was you're playing four of your first five at home and you only have eight home games this year.
That was last year.
Yeah.
I think we had four or five on the road to end the season. It was a very top heavy home schedule, like this year almost. But luckily, you have that extra game.
Yeah,
So week one and through six, especially one through four, there's three prime time or three in division games. You're gonna know what this team is all about. Probably by week five, or at least have a good idea what it can be. It's gonna be a fun stretch there. Any other things that kind of pop out at you on the schedule?
I hate the NFL for putting the Browns and Panthers on Monday night at the same time.
Oh, is that it is a doubleheader, right?
Yeah, the Panthers and Saints start at 7:15, and the Browns and Steelers start at 8:15.
You get that hour.
But like, what if I wanted to go to the Panthers game? Yeah,
right, right.
Like, it's Bryce Young's first home game. That's why it's there.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
But why did that have to be that have to be the combo?
Yeah. I have to say, it has been. I was looking over kind of over the league schedules, and it's very odd. Some of the primetime games they're given. Like some of the teams, like the Raiders have more than like some of the really good teams. It's very odd. Obviously, you know, it's going to be about market size and all that, but it's interesting to see who got primetime games and who didn't. Let's go before we kind of close up here. Let's pick out what's your favorite matchup of the year. I think mine is probably week 6. I might be torturing myself.
Yeah, you're a masochist.
But man, that's coming off a bye, them coming over here, 10 a.m. for them. Man, if they could steal that one, whew, that's gonna be fun.
The energy of week 1 is going to be so high.
That's true.
It is going to be absolutely ludicrous in that stadium.
Yeah.
You're playing the Bengals, who those two fan bases have like a absolutely renewed hate of each other, especially on Twitter.
Yeah.
You're getting the Bengals at home, a place that they're not fond of coming right now, and I think there's a lot of chest puffing going on in Bengals land, but like, they don't want to go to Cleveland. They've not played well there. Joe Burrow's not played well there. Like, it's not a matchup they want. The stadium's gonna the Browns are gonna be undefeated. So the stadium's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be full. The weather shouldn't suck.
That's gonna be
like, like their home opener in what was it, 2018 in the hurricane that really sucked. But other than that, like every home opener has been pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the energy of that game is just, it makes it kind of the highlight of the schedule for right now. I think the Jaguars game could be huge late in the season if both teams are good. I think that if both teams are good at the end of the season, the Jets game could have a similar energy to the Bengals game.
Yeah, that could be one of the bigger games of the season. Yeah.
But just the buzz you're going to feel, and obviously I'm not going to feel it because I'm going to be here, but like people in the Muni that day, again, facing the Bengals in week 1, where there's still the optimism that the season's not going to suck unless you lose Deshaun Watson in the preseason. Find some wood.
Right.
Like, if everything goes according to plan for both teams, that game is going to be really good. The build up to it will be really good. I don't know if the game will be good. No guarantees on the game.
Yeah.
But I think that should be a fun one. And then, you know, obviously going to Seattle's fun. Going to Denver historically has not been kind to us. I'm sure there will be a lot of, actually, no, this will be the second time the Browns have played there. So the trip to SoFi is cool because it's a cool stadium. Hopefully the refs are kinder to us this time than they were last time we were there.
Oh God.
I can't believe that we've drawn the Texans 2 years in a row in Houston.
I know, right? That's weird.
So yeah. Weird. But there's a lot, like, unlike last year, I mean, there was a handful of them last year, but I feel like the schedule this year, and it, you know, it's evident in the fact that we have the seventh easiest schedule, but there's a lot of games on this schedule that are, you're better than this team, go beat them.
Yep. Yeah. Let's count them off here. We got Pittsburgh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Titans.
Colts, 6, 7, 8, 9. You have 9 teams you're better than.
Yeah.
Sorry. And I didn't count the Broncos. And I right. didn't count any of the division games. Well, I should count the Steelers. But I didn't count the Steelers on the road. So
right.
So let me recount that. 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. You have 10 teams you're better than. Go win 10 games.
And that's right now. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. So,
like, unless you get beat to shit like you did last year, unless you're down to center number 8, like, you don't have very many excuses. Like, go beat this schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all there for them.
I'm not going to come out and say they're going to go 13-4, but like, 10-7 will get you in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in the dance. You have a shot.
Yeah. They have the 8th, I think, fewest traveling schedule. So that's another kind of.
Well, they have such a compact division that's almost a cheat code for the entire division. Right. Like, the entire division is within 300 miles of each other.
Yeah, usually the West Coast team's got to get screwed on that.
Yeah, like the Cardinals and the Seahawks aren't very far apart, like, in our minds, but I think that's still like a 1,500-mile trip.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't know if you want to do the schedule game.
I think we kind of did it. Like,
okay.
I think we kind of did it. Like, there's 10 games on there that we think were the better team.
Yeah.
So be the better team.
Yep.
I don't think that's not homerism. That's not over optimism. That's just go be the better team. Go prove that you're the better team.
Yeah. And then I'm just looking up before we get out of here. I'm looking up the strength of schedule for the other teams in our division.
I think the Bengals are in the 20s. Other than that.
Yeah, Bengals are 17. Ravens are 21. Steelers are 25 right before the Browns at 26. So, about middle of the road there, so nothing huge. Like, I think there was one year where I think, like, one of the teams had, like, a top 5 hardest schedule, but not a big kind of difference maker there. But so it's going to be a fun year. I can't wait. This is kind of like the beginning of the hype for next season, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Kind of get your juices flowing for what's ahead and I can't wait. Any final thoughts before we get out of here on the schedule?
The Giants have the strangest schedule I have ever seen.
Oh, I haven't seen them.
They have 7 of their first 12 on the road.
Ooh. Are they now? So they're an NFC team, so they're playing less home games, right?
I think
that's how that works.
Yeah, they have 9 road games, and they're playing 7 of 12, 7 of their first 12 of them on the road.
Oh my gosh!
and they don't even have the fake road game where they play the Jets this year, but that's a home game, so that it's not even like a fake road game.
Oh,
the Jets have a fake road game.
I feel like they're I'm not high on Giants. I think the hype is all way too high.
No, I don't think I'm super high on them either. That schedule just feels cruel.
I know. That's sort of like, hey, you think you're good?
And it's not like their road trips. Like, this is the first 6 weeks of their schedule. Home against the Cowboys, not a gimme. Going to Arizona,
gimme.
I mean, that's a bad team, but you're still going across the country.
Yeah.
Sure. Week 3, you're going to San Francisco.
Oh boy.
Week 4, you're hosting the Seahawks. Week 5, you're going to Miami, and week 6, you're going to Buffalo.
I'm just glad, you brought up Miami. I'm just glad that we're not playing that division.
No,
thank God.
No, we played them last year. We don't have to see that division.
That is a brutal division, my God.
No, we don't. Thank we don't God have to play that division that. Again for 3 years. I don't think for 2 years. I think we'll see them again in what we got the South this year. We'll have the West next year. We'll have the East in 2025.
Yeah, this is the first Seattle game in a while, right? I can't remember.
Yeah, we haven't lined up with them on the like on the standings pairing.
And we haven't, I think was the last time we were there, was Hasselbeck there?
The last time we were there would have been, I mean, we're talking about games that none of us wanted to remember because we played them in 2021, right. And that was the game that we blew. Or no, 2020. It was 2019. Remember we were up 28-12 or something, or 27-12, and we lost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Blew the game in the second half. So that means we would have gone to Seattle in, I believe it would have been 2016. Yeah. And I can't imagine it went well. That wasn't a good time for there was not good times to be had by all in Brownsland in 2016.
No.
I'll look this up. Hold on. Because now I'm curious.
I'm just thinking, too. We haven't played Indianapolis, really, since we were on the... I think it was the COVID year at home.
Yeah, we haven't lined up. We haven't lined up with them in terms of standings. Because, you know, we'll play those teams every year, but you have to line up with them on standing.
Yeah.
Our last Seahawks game in Seattle was in 2015. It was a 30-13 loss.
Was it Hasselbeck?
Oh, God. 2015? It shouldn't have been. It should have been Russell Wilson.
No. Yeah, it's probably Russell. I remember one with Hasselbeck. I forget which year it was.
I don't think the Browns ever had a shot in this game.
No.
Yeah, it was 20-10 at halftime, at least. Johnny Manziel started that game.
I do remember that. Yeah, he did not. Yeah, that was a blowout from the start. So that's the schedule. We'll be back. I don't know when we'll be back. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometime before the regular season or regular season. Training camp. They have also not shown on the schedule. They have what, four preseason games this year. So with the Hall of Fame game,
Which
no one will play in.
Yeah, that game is going to be a glorified scrimmage.
Can't wait. Yes, can't wait for that. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back around training camp and or if any other big news breaks. But this is another episode of WFMY Brownscast with Joe and Taylor. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
The Korean War has sadly been known as the Forgotten War, but half a century earlier, the United States was locked in a bloody conflict in Asia that's been all but erased from the history books. Hi, I'm Alex Hasty, the host of Ohio versus the World, an American history podcast on the Evergreen Podcast Network. In our newest episode, we speak to experts about the Philippine-American War, America's first Asian counterinsurgency conflict. The heroes, the villains. We'll discuss President McKinley, Admiral Dewey, the vicious brutality of the fighting, and the scandals and war crimes that nearly sunk Theodore Roosevelt's presidency. Check out our show, Ohio versus the World, on the Evergreen Podcast Network for our new episode about America's most forgotten war. Now back to the show.